What's it all about actually clear is, but that's for a Cordy Law too, because all the wakawa are heading to Te Tauihu. He's just going to be able to give us a bit of an update. We haven't had a yarn for ages. You're still living in Kawhia there, Hoturoa?
Oh, sort of halfway, but yeah, Kawhia and Hamilton, so yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
the hanging out in the good places.
Always hanging out in the cool spots. Very good. It's a lovely community, Kawhia too. Beautiful. Hey, we've got the gathering of waka in Te Tauihu, but my timing might be a little bit out. Can you bring us up to speed? When is that? What's going on there?
Well, this is the third iteration of the Haukomaru Festival, which was really an outcome of our two-year stuff in 2019, where we were looking at a way of sort of acknowledging our waka haurua history and kōrero and all of that stuff. And so part of the outcome was for us to be able to sort of run regular gatherings of waka haurua and run programs in the communities and stuff like that. So that's what we're doing. And so last year, the last one was in Kawhia, the one before that was in Tauranga, now this one's down here at Tauihu. And so we've got one waka's already arrived, Ngahi Raka from Tauranga, Ngahi Raka Maitawhiti, and we all had Kaitiritiri. And then the other waka's Hine Moana, Kairawhiti, and Te Matua Māui. We're hoping they'll hit their schedules and arrive tomorrow morning, but you know, it's been a bit challenging with the weather and all those kinds of things. But despite all that, we've still got, you know, we're going to run lots of programs and, you know, mātauranga, kaupapa and things like that. So yeah, it'll be all good fun. People are quite welcome to come down and participate. You know, we've got a lot of kura all booked in for next week and all of that. So yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, my call is very appropriately timed. So I'm pleased. It actually gets underway at Kaitiritiri this weekend. We did flag it a month or so back. So I'm pleased that we were able to have a yarn about it too, Hoturoa. What are some of the milestones then from this kaupapa, as we build up towards the festival, and it's pleasing to know that there are so many who are interested in it. Kaitiriti is a great place to host it. But what other movements have you seen with our ocean voyaging waka, both here and offshore in the wider Pacific, across the last year or so since we've yarned?
Well, it's been pretty quiet still, because you know, we haven't really pushed a whole lot of offshore voyages, and we've sort of been focusing on just sort of sailing around Aotearoa. And one of our other big moves is to try and build the kaupapa down here with our whānau in Te Waipounamu. So once this festival is finished, our wakahine moana is going to sail down to Ōtautahi and then spend 3 months sort of on that coast, running programs and kaupapa with community groups and kura and all of that kind of stuff, and try and just help keep our, you know, keep working on building the kaupapa and sharing our mahi with everybody who's interested and keen. So yeah, so from this festival we sort of move on and then do some of outreach into all our communities and that are keen. One of the big things really for not just in Te Tauihu but with Te Waipounamu in general is that, you know, up north we've got heaps of waka haurua, down south here we haven't really got any. So there's a few small ones down in Pukatiraki, but I guess our thing is to try and just build our community with the bigger voyaging waka and things down here. So yeah, it's all good, you know, it's all cruising along and we're building on things, so that's what matters.
How are you making it all happen? Do you receive some funding? I mean, these are educational experiences, particularly for our young people, who has a strong cultural dimension to instill pride in our navigational abilities. So
there's a bit of funding from like different government agencies like Ministry of Culture and Heritage, Ministry of Education, and those and what that does is it gives us, you know, it allows us to actually meet the costs of actually getting the wakas down here, because trying to, you know, selling waka on big rock trips is not as, it's not a holiday kind of thing. It's actually quite a bit of mahi, and so having a bit of pūtea to help get the wakas down here is a big one, because you know, there's nothing like seeing a fleet of waka hauga sailing into your harbour to kind of get the heart rate going, and you know, to excite everyone about the kōrero of our tūpuna and things like that, and then open their eyes to, you know, all the mātauranga of our world. So yeah, it's good having a bit of pūtea. It's not, you know, we still have to find other pūtea from other places to cover it, but you know, at the end of the day, getting the kaupapa out there and amongst everybody, amongst our communities, is really what it's all about. So yeah, it's good.
Tēnā koe, Hōtoro. Can I be slightly impertinent and ask how much the waka, as an example, are insured for? Only because I've never really given any thought to how much they cost to build.
Well, like, you know, if you were to try and insure for replacement costs, you're probably looking at, you know, 2 million or more per waka.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, they're not cheap items. And so, yeah, they do cost a bit of money to maintain and all of that too. So, yeah, it's a lot of responsibility on our rōpū to make all these things happen and work. So, yeah, any bit of help that we get is always well received.
Yeah, sure. In all aspects of life, succession planning is important. We've spoken before about enthusing our young people into perhaps a life of involvement, not necessarily always on the water, but a life of involvement with waka, whether that's teaching or constructing or the like. What would you say of the knowledge transferal between generations that will ensure the longevity of, continuing longevity of our association with our waka haurua traditions?
Yeah, well, you know, ideally that's what we're going to find with our rangatahi, is that, you know, their attendance at a hui like this allows us to try and maintain that and try and keep those kind of mahi going and those kinds of kōrero, you know, and to make that mātauranga, relevant in what they do, and understand that actually, you know, science, maths, environmental studies, design, engineering, all that stuff is a big part of this whole kaupapa. And so if they can kind of put those kind of things into context with their learning, waka is a great vehicle for us to be able to do that. So yeah, hopefully that, you know, people, our rangatahi that come and get involved, will sort of see those things and understand that there's areas where they can find that are in these kind of way where people really only ever think of as parts of Western thinking and knowledge and technology, but it's actually a part of our past, and that putting that into context helps them to maybe try their best in science and all those other kind of things when they're at school.
Yeah, well, tēnā koe. Hey, it's been neat talking with you. The Hau Kōmaru National Waka Haurua Festival is on. It kai tere tere gets underway on Saturday, rolling for about 1 week. Listen, I'm just looking at a picture. When four waka are tied up on the same pontoon, really impressive sights with their double sails up. Can we finish off our conversation? I mean, there's a sail that's been in our country called Te Rā. And many were amazed by its sophistication. As somebody who developed sails for our modern double-hulled voyaging waka, what would you say of the technology involved in the creation of Te Rā? How important is that for us to be reminded of the skills of our ancestors through looking at that taonga?
Yeah, I think any kind of technology like that our tūpuna were able to come up with is great. And so having that, you know, having the ability to bring those kinds of a tonga back into our country and then sharing it with everybody is great. I think one of the things for us, because, you know, that's how I've been away for over a couple of hundred years, is how do we look at things tonga like that and then understand not just the construction of them, but then what the thinking was behind the design and how it was used. And so, you know, one of the things that would be great to be able to do is to look at this stuff and say, oh, actually, let's try that sail out and see how it works and things like that. And I think that goes with a lot of our different mātauranga, different tonga, and I think people shouldn't be afraid to have a go at stuff like that.
That's great catching up with you again. Thanks very much. Hope the week in Kaitiriti goes well. And it's been awesome to have a reconnect to and a kōrero with you to whanau. Thanks very much, Hōturoa.
Yeah, tapai, Dan.
Good on you, brother.
Tapai,
Ngā mihi. Hōturoa, Barclay Kerr.